San Clemente City Council approves senior housing in split vote. The San Clemente City Council voted 3-2 November 15, to approve new senior housing operated by the Memorial Care Healthcare System to replace an abandoned hospital in the northwestern corner of the city. The project will be located at 654 Camino de las Mares and consist of 250 apartments for residents aged 55 and older, as well as a 7,500-square-foot health center and urgent care. Mayor Jean James and Councilwoman Kathleen were opposed, citing the project's size, increased traffic, limited parking, and that its height, two buildings at 3 and 4 stories high, would restrict views for nearby homeowners. The city's general plan limits buildings to 45 feet. Both buildings in the project would exceed that. Why can't continue to work with us and build something within our general plan, James said during the meeting. I'm very disappointed in that. According to James, attorneys for Memorial Care have stated that while the project's height exceeds the city's limits, the state's so-called density bonus law indicates such can be waived if the development in question is for senior or affordable housing. He and Ward additionally argued parking and traffic studies should be conducted on the project and negotiations should continue with Memorial Care about the project's scope. I don't think anyone has said we don't want a state housing project there, Ward said. But we want to see something that is the right size. Mayor Pro Tem Chris Duncan and council members Laura Ferguson and Steve Knobloch, however, were in support and said the project should move forward quickly to avoid legal issues, especially those they said were hard to fight. It's unlikely we would prevail, Ferguson said. I think Memorial Care has done a fine job, coming up with a project that is reasonable and, in the end, is an asset to the community. The public, during various meetings on the issue, has been split, including if 250 apartments is too many. We need to pump our brakes on this and not be bullied by Memorial Care, said 58-year-old Aaron Washington, a nearby homeowner. What we ask here is that you make the units a reasonable number. Others said, however, the project would provide an opportunity for the city to meet its housing goals and provide more options. I'm retired now, and I look forward to having this choice as well, said Denise Fleury, a San Clemente resident for over 25 years. Several controversies have erupted since the project was proposed in March. Some residents have accused Duncan of having bias supporting Memorial Care's plans due to two campaign donations he received from an association connected to Memorial Care. Ward also has accused James and Duncan of unethical negotiations with Memorial Care about the project without notifying the rest of the council. But the councilors said those meetings were regarding discussions relative to a settlement for a 2019 lawsuit, where such a project was proposed as one of several possible resolutions. Know that I am not an unethical person. I did not do anything unethical here. I have no conflict of interest. I have no personal stake in this project, Duncan said. We were just trying to resolve the lawsuit and look at multiple options. This was one of the options.